so needed that the other night. I was standing in Walmart with the rest of Ocala. It was amazing how everyone decided to go to the checkout lines all at the same time. And they were all backed up, and I was standing there and I was scanning along the way, and I began to wonder just how long it was until I exited out the doors, when suddenly, there off in the distance, was the most beautiful thing. A light came on, signifying an open checkout line. And I wondered if anybody else had noticed, and so I began to make my way there, but sure enough, suddenly all of the folks standing in their lines, mundane checkout line waiting, suddenly turned into checkout line racing as everyone went racing to the new light and open checkout. I was watching as people were moving, and I have to admit there was one in particular where someone was coming from one side and they were coming pretty fast, and the other one was coming from the other side, and I couldn't quite see with all the people and all the registers in the way exactly who won, but they were moving pretty good. And I began to stand there and marvel for a moment about all that changed, all that happened, because one light turned on. It is amazing what one light can do. It can impact people who otherwise would have been in Walmart all night long. They would have checked out and gone along and never would have met one another. But because of that light, they may very well have collided. But it's not just the light. I think it's what the light signifies. It's what it symbolizes. That light meant that people would no longer need to stand so long in line. That light meant that people could make it out the door in time to make it home to see their family and friends. That light meant freedom to be gone soon. That's why people ran. And of course, it's not just what light means, but it's the impact of light shining in the darkness. I remember earlier this year, we had a hurricane come through, and for about a week at my house, we had no electricity. And for a time, I began to try and figure out just how long my batteries were going to last, and I wanted to help preserve them, and so late in night, I would turn them off, and I wanted to turn the candles on. I wanted to light them. And in the beginning, as I was thinking through this, I pondered just where exactly I should put the candles, where I should position them in the house just right. But then the more that I thought about it, the more I became concerned. Because what happens when one of them burns down and I'm at another part of the house? And so eventually I finally resolved to just light one. And I put it on the table, and the amazing thing is once I lit one, I didn't need to light anymore. That one candle was all that was needed to move from utter darkness, where I could see nothing at all, to enough to where I could transverse and move throughout the house. I think about the prophet Isaiah, when he described the people living in a land of deep darkness. And I think about the darkness at times that finds its way into our lives. The darkness of fear, as we're waiting for what the doctor's office is going to call and tell us. The darkness of anxiety, as we worry and we wonder about our family, our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren. The darkness that seems to find its way in, even in this time of year. And yet it says there in the prophet, that into that deep darkness, a light would shine. One of the great truths that I hope that you take home this evening is this. God is not afraid of your darkness. God is not afraid of your fear or what holds you back, your shame or your guilt or your concern. Instead, God will enter in right where you are at. Consider the ways that God works. It was into the darkness of the womb that the baby Jesus would be formed. It was into the darkness of the night that the angels would break forth in proclamation of the birth of the newborn king. It was in the darkness of the night sky that God would lead a star, and so the wise men, to where the baby lay. And it was after a whole lifetime of living in perfect transparency to God, A whole lifetime where Jesus shared God's love and forgiveness, His mercy and His grace. That He was laid for 3 days in the darkness of a tomb. For God is not afraid of our darkness. But into our darkness, His light will shine. And the shining doesn't always take place in the large neon signs on the side of the road as we're trying to drive down. No, sometimes the way God works is much more subtle. But it's the subtlety of grace that invites our response. It's that sense of the beloved creating space and the invitation to us to respond. And that's what God desires for us. As His light shines into our lives and into our hearts, God desires for each one of you to know that you are the beloved, that He desires your response to Him. It is not just the subtlety of grace, it's what it means, it's what it signifies. It means those of us who are racked with guilt may find in God forgiveness. Those of us who are broken may find in God healing. Those of us who know shame know God's grace. For God desires for you to have life in that abundant. And so He shines His light. And He seeks for you to open your life and to receive it anew, that you too may be filled with His light and with His love. One of my favorite services throughout the year is Christmas Eve. It's always been that way since I've been a small child. Because there's that point in the service when the lights go out. There's a point where the lights go out and it gets dark, and yet the light of candlelight begins to get passed one to another. And slowly, gradually, over time, the whole sanctuary begins to fill up with light. The glow of God's light and love. And it symbolizes in a powerful way the way God's light moves in this world as God seeks to share the good news that He sent His only begotten Son that the world may know it is loved and loved dearly. So my great hope for you this night is that you too may know anew the message of God's love for you. That you may open your heart and your life to receive the bread of life and the cup of joy. For God desires to sup with you tonight. For you to come to the table and to know His grace and to be touched by His love. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank You for the gift of Your love this night. For the gift of the call anew into a right relationship with You. That we may know Your healing. That we may know Your true grace. That we may know true life and that abundant. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.